Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and I'm here today with Paul Kervan. Paul has more than 20 years' experience in business continuity management as a consultant, author, and educator. He's also the secretary of the United States chapter of the Business Continuity Institute. How's it going today, Paul?
Great, Andrew. Thanks.
Okay, so let's just get right to it. Real simple question to start off. What are mobile recovery services?
Okay, Andrew. Well, mobile recovery services are either purchased or contracted to help companies facilitate some kind of an operational recovery. Typically, they include computers, workstations, telephones, electrical power, office equipment, and supplies. They might be what you would call a transportable operating environment. They're usually configured as one or more large trailers, complete with office facilities and computer equipment that can be delivered via tractor and deployed to a suitably equipped site at a relatively short notice. Typically, you'll see a support team from the vendor who will coordinate the launching of the mobile recovery facility once it arrives on site. Now, typically, the equipped trailers are delivered to a specific agreed-upon location, and each one has a fully configured set of systems that reflect specific and prearranged business and operational requirements. Each trailer includes office space for a specific number of people, sometimes even kitchen facilities, one or more uninterruptible power supplies, plus possibly a diesel, propane, or liquid natural gas generator. Now, the basic configurations normally include preloaded hardware and software, and again, this is by previous agreement, network connections either by hardwire or satellite, multiple telephone and fax connections, soundproofing, insulation, and ceiling tiles, a high-output HVAC system to maintain a suitable working environment, fire protection, of course, multi-station work areas with overhead lighting, walk-up access doors, they're typically lighted, and this is for access into the trailer. Sometimes you'll also have a higher level walkway that can be directly attached to a building, like, say, wheeling the trailer into a shipping and receiving area. And, of course, each of the trailers is custom configured to user specifications. Now, additional IT equipment can be added within the available space in the trailer. Assuming there are the appropriate cables and the connectors, the trailer can be connected into a location's power and communication infrastructure so that authorized users who operate remotely can also access the restored systems if they're needed. And mobile recovery equipment can be parked adjacent to an appropriately configured site. Now, when you combine hot or cold site recovery strategies, a mobile on-site recovery capability provides a very significant disaster response.
Okay, Paul, so can you outline some of the benefits of using mobile recovery service?
Sure, Andrew. Typically, a mobile recovery facility is a strategy for dealing with a catastrophic situation in which access to a business location is really not possible. Also, locating the mobile facility can become a major challenge. If the affected site is still in place, but you can't inhabit it, the mobile site can provide a useful temporary facility during the recovery. Now, if the original site is destroyed through a fire or some sort of event, the mobile facility can serve as a new operational center until a replacement site can be located and prepared. Now, in the most cases, mobile recovery is used to support IT recovery operations. This is according to IBM, an estimated 65 to 80% of disaster recovery service activations are in response to an IT outage. Now, mobile sites are most often configured as a data center plus a nominal amount of office space. Other facilities can be configured for multiple seats, such as in a backup call center. So mobile services can be activated any time of the day or night, any day of the year. And again, this presumes that you already have a previously in-place agreement with the vendor. The mobile trailers can be loaded, prepared and delivered to an agreed-upon location anywhere in the U.S., usually within 24 to 72 hours. And again, this depends on the configuration and the driving time to the site, because the tractor-trailer needs to take off from the primary location and then drive to wherever you have established your recovery facility. Now, another important thing is that when you conduct a test or even an invocation of a recovery facility, you'll have access to a technical and engineering team to help you get the recovery underway. You're not just doing it all by yourself. Now, it's also important, and most vendors will support this, to make sure that you have at least one annual test included with the service contract so that, obviously, everything works properly.
Okay, and can you outline some of the drawbacks?
Sure. Now, mobile recovery solutions can work in a situation where your recovery time objective, or RTO, is maybe 3 to 4 days. A lot of that is a response to the amount of time it takes to prepare the trailer and to drive it out to the location and hook it up. Now, for situations where recovery must occur within a few hours, it's not a good idea to set up a mobile recovery solution. However, if you have an extended time frame for recovery, a mobile service may be useful unless, of course, you have things like multiple offices or additional data centers, or even hot site arrangements where people can go. Trailer units, again, also have a finite equipment and people capacities. And for larger recovery situations, it may be necessary to have more than one trailer. Further, if the company location is in a city, it may be difficult to find a parking place for the tractor-trailer unit. It might not even be possible to find a suitable place to hook the thing up. Now, it's also desirable to have a pre-configured connection arrangement, sometimes called a pedestal, for power and communications if you're using a mobile recovery strategy. That's important because then it minimizes the amount of time when you bring the tractor and the trailer in place. It minimizes the amount of time it takes to hook everything up if you have things already pre-configured. Now, there's also the cost for a mobile solution, which can range into the tens of thousands of dollars every day for a large multi-trailer arrangement. So it's not a cheap situation. Now, in a case where there's a very serious regional disaster, like what we experienced with Hurricane Katrina, mobile trailers may be commandeered by government and or military agencies for their own purposes, again, for participating in a major recovery activity. And this could remove or greatly reduce your ability to use mobile resources for a recovery of your own. Even if you've got contracts in place with a mobile service company, the fact that the government or the military commandeers the equipment may supersede any contractual agreement, so make sure that you read the contracts carefully as far as any of those kinds of situations.
Okay, so, I mean, those are some pretty serious things to consider. What kind of a company really needs mobile recovery services? Like, why wouldn't you just set up, like, a remote facility or use some kind of a cloud-based service?
Well, those are all good points, and arranging for a mobile recovery solution is a major decision a company has to make, partly because of the cost and also because of the logistics and arrangements that need to be made in advance. You can't just call up a mobile recovery company and say, send me a trailer with A, B, and C inside the trailer. You need to do all this in advance and set up your contracts, make all your arrangements, do exercises, things like that. Medium to large companies, particularly those with high capacity and maybe very critical data centers, call centers, or other operational requirements, are usually the most likely candidates. Now, in-place recovery solutions such as hot or cold sites may be a more cost-effective solution, especially if you have very significant recovery time objective requirements. Now, of course, on the plus side, mobile recovery services are typically a single customer solution, and there's no line waiting access to a hot site. because typically if you have a hot side arrangement and it's a significant enough event, there may be other companies waiting in line to get seats at the recovery facility, and you may have to wait. So now, in a major disaster, access to recovery facilities, you know, could be very, very important. Now, if you look at the available technologies, again, such as cloud computing, multiple locations, and a remote facility could easily be put into service as a backup site. So it would sort of preclude the need for a specialized recovery trailer. Now, advances in network technology, of course, now make it possible to link operations virtually anywhere in the world. The key for business leaders is to determine in advance what operational requirements may be required, and this is typically predicated on the different scenarios that are being examined.
Okay, and so who are some of the vendors in this space in the mobile recovery services market?
Okay, well, there's a number of companies that do this, and there's varying degrees of what would constitute a mobile recovery. The industry leaders in terms of the facilities, vehicles, and overall experience would include companies like AT&T, SunGard, IBM, Rensis, and Agility Recovery Services. Now, in addition to those firms, there's also companies like ProfitStars, which is based in Dallas, Recovery Solutions in Plainfield, Illinois, Wells Cargo in Elkhart, Indiana, Weatherhaven, a company based in British Columbia in Canada, Skyport Global Communications in Houston, Texas, Dynamic Options Group in Oklahoma City, Mobility Resource Associates in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, CDI Medical Systems in Fort Meade, Maryland, Fiberbond Corporation in Minden, Louisiana, and MPA Systems in Sanger, Texas. Now, the AT&T is based in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Rensis is in College Station, Texas. IBM is in Sterling Forest, New York. SunGard is in Wayne, Pennsylvania. And Agility Recovery is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. So just one final question. What do you think is the most important thing to consider when you're selecting a mobile recovery service provider?
Well, we've talked about a number of different kinds of factors when considering the use of a mobile recovery facility. But I believe far and away the most important consideration is the business need. Companies looking at their recovery options must determine what their operating requirements are. They need to figure out what the minimum operational configuration is needed to resume an acceptable level of business operations, and also understand and validate the time frames needed to recover those critical business functions. Now, we've talked about some of those issues before. You know, some organizations may need recovery within an hour or even less, so a mobile recovery arrangement probably doesn't make sense. But in other cases, you know, particularly where there's a longer lead time possible, mobile recovery could certainly work out. Other decision criteria we could consider would be certainly the company's experience and reputation in the industry, references from other customers, that's always important, comparing pricing and warranties for service, what kinds of available hardware, software, and vehicles would be available from a company, what the minimum and maximum operational configurations per trailer are available, the time frame from disaster declaration to the arrival and connection of a mobile facility, and finally, the location of the mobile recovery facilities, particularly in conjunction with the proximity to a customer location.
Okay, great. That's it for me, Paul. Thanks a lot for taking the time out to speak with us today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
For more information about mobile recovery services and other business continuity and disaster recovery information, please visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.